What's your dream? Reflection for Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. Each of us probably has a dream, or had one. But was our dream inspired by Christ or someone else? Judas may have thought he was living out a dream, but it was not for Christ, but for himself. Why did I do it? What did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love, and what does it get you? What does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life, and what does it get you? Thanks a lot, and out with the garbage. They take bows, and you're batting zero. Today's readings brought to mind for me the musical Gypsy. It was the first Broadway show I had seen. And even though Tyne Daly, Cagney and Lacey, was scheduled to perform, Mama Rose was played by Linda Lavin, Alice. The lyrics above come near the end of the show. Things have not turned out the way Mama Rose thought. She had a dream, but it was never for her. It had always been for someone else. And things did not turn out so well. The lyrics come after her daughter, now Gypsy Rose Lee, has become a stripper, much to her mother's disappointment. But it was her mother who put her in this position. And so when Mama Rose expresses her disappointment and asks, "Why did I do it?" Gypsy Rose sadly answers, "I thought you did it for me, Mama." This answer sends Mama Rose into a reflection, the result of which is this song. She begins to realize that as the ultimate stage mother, in a time where vaudeville is dying, what she thought she was doing for others, she was actually doing for herself. If we are not people of prayer, reflection, and discernment, it can be the case that our dream becomes our own and not the one God intends for us. This is what happens for Judas. Somewhere, he went from being a disciple, that is, following Jesus, to being the one who wanted Jesus to follow him. In yesterday's reflection, we discussed a little as to how this might happen. Not usually all at once, but little by little, often until we are able to do more than we could possibly imagine ourselves ever doing. For that is the way that sin works. It is insidious, creeping more and more into our lives, unless we seek God's grace. How do we do this? By staying close to the sacraments. Frequent confessions, regular attendance at Mass. By praying, recognizing how it is that God is present in our lives. Because the message of this week is the outstanding desire of Jesus that we be saved. Jesus longs to see us turn to him. Jesus longs to extend to us his mercy and forgiveness. Jesus wants us to experience his powerful love for each one of us. Today, Judas leaves the meal where Jesus gives the great gift of himself in the Eucharist. It is not simply a Passover meal, for Jesus changes the meal. He fulfills the meal. This is my body. This is my blood. During Holy Week, there is a reminder that now is the time to turn to Jesus. Now is the time to seek his forgiveness and mercy. Now is the time to pursue Jesus' dream for our lives.